This is the BBC Home Service.
Fine, fine.
Mr. Stott, mood music, please.
The Jolly Goons present a play entitled... In Three Parts. Part one is entitled...
I'll never forget that terrible sound, listeners. Perhaps you'd better hear it again. It started back in 1889. It was the worst storm they'd ever known in the Dolomites. I, Lord Seagoon, daredevil fretwork champion, was lost with my servants on the side of a precipitous mountain in a horse-drawn motor car. Why have we stopped, O'Brien?
I think the horse must be tired, sir.
Why?
He's got his pajamas on, begorra.
I think we're lost, mate.
Tut, tut, what a nuisance. Well, there's naught for it, mate. We'll spend the night here. I'll sleep in the ditch, and you sleep standing up, holding an umbrella over me.
I'm gonna vote Labour next time, mate.
Silence, you political hothead!
Well, Lord Seagoon, me no like to spend the night on this pitch-black road.
Don't worry, you won't be noticed. Now, as we are staying the night here, unroll my brass bedstead and erect my marble washstand. Abdul?
What do you want, Sabore?
Before I retire, prepare a light 16-course banquet.
I go and connect the gas stove up to the horse, Sure.
Mind you get the right end this time. William, lay out my evening dress.
Oh, Struth, you wear an evening dress in this rain and mud, mate.
Yes, remember all of you. We are British. Together, hip hip.
Right.
Good. Next, hoist a small Union Jack and unveil a bust of Queen Victoria. Now, I'll just make a rough Englishman lost on the mountainside menu. Brown Windsor soup. Meat, two veg, cabinet pudding boiled, and jam. Fair makes your mouth water.
Listen, mate. There it is again, mate. And again, mate. Unless I'm mistaken, it's gonna go... Again, mate.
I wonder what it is, mate.
It's a bell ringing, mate.
There you go, jumping to conclusions. We'll soon find out. O'Brien, strike one of my monogrammed matches. Look, a castle a mere 20 miles away. After it before it gets away.
Wait for me,
men. This is the place.
Thank heaven. My feet have been killing me.
You're not the only one they've been killing. Right. Abdul, heist the French Union Jack. Now, let's see how we get into this castle. Ah, a door. O'Brien, lay out my knocking on door suit. Now, lift me up and I'll knock.
Me vote Labour next time, begorra.
Silence, O'Brien. Lift.
Who left this door unlocked.
There, standing in the doorway, was a bag of dust in a nightshirt. Speak to him, O'Brien.
Good evening, sir.
No call tonight, Coleman.
What?
O'Brien! Stop swinging him around your head!
What's the big idea, buddy?
Old wrinkled retainer. Now,
power,
listen.
Power.
My retinue and I require kibble for the night. I'm willing to pay.
Min? I think he wants to go out.
Who wants to go out?
We don't know what it is, but when it wants to go, it screams.
Who are these men, Crump?
They're men, Min. They're staying the night.
Oh. What room are we going to put them in, Crump? I don't know what room.
What about the power? The power room. Oh, they've gone. Where are you, sir?
Upstairs in bed!
Good night.
Good evening, Crun. We have fresh visitors there.
Oh, Dr. Long Dongle. You're home early tonight, sir.
Yes, Crun. I watched her dance again tonight. Oh, how she danced. She danced like spots before the eyes.
He's talking about Senorita La Tigernutters. Every night he goes to the Kathy Filthmuck to watch her dance.
Yes, Crun. 3 years ago, she said, Dr. Long Dongle, the day you can give me 50 pairs of castanets, I'll marry you. Well,
I got 48 pairs.
Oh, naughty man. Then, Dr. Long Dongle, you only want 2 more pairs, eh, buddy?
Yes, buddy. Just 2. Oh. I nearly got them tonight, but just failed. Crun!
Yeah?
Take my skull-cutting mallet and teeth-catching bucket. How sweet. The children are awake. It's little green wretch. He needs changing. See, now what did I change him for last time? Bannister.
Yes?
A moment of quiet meditation. Play me a gramophone record.
Right.
Ah, oh, Crumb, they don't write tunes like that anymore.
Well, then, Max Geldgay gets pretty near it, you know.
Needle, noddle, no. More brown power!
Thank you.
midnight in the castle.
You asleep, mate?
Of course we are. You don't think we'd make this noise when we're awake, do you? O'Brien, lay out my waking up suit.
Oh, well, there's something under the bed, mate.
Thank heaven for that!
It's been moving about, mate.
I don't believe it, mate.
Listen.
Come when you're like a boy. Under the bed.
Come out, you singer of music.
Hello.
Before me stood a ragged idiot dressed in a grass skirt, water wings, and a perforated bronze trilby.
Ah, oh. There you are, naughty little Eccles.
Hello, Dr. Lingle Dongle.
Getting out of bed after I tucked you in and battered you unconscious for the night.
Hello.
Gentlemen, I am the caretaker. My apologies. You won't be disturbed further.
Ah.
What lovely teeth you have. False.
No, perfectly true. They are lovely teeth. Why?
Nothing. Good night.
Jolly fellow. What's the time? Gant! 1 o'clock. Good night, all.
Good night. Good night.
They're fast asleep. Hand me the skull, Mallet.
There.
Hold the teeth bucket in front of his cake hole. Now.
Oh, yeah. Mate.
That was the sound I told you of earlier, dear listeners. Hurriedly, I struck a match and lit a light bulb. There on the floor was William.
Oh, me choppers have come, mate. Someone hit me on the back of me nut and I have flew me fool's teeth, mate. Oh.
O'Brien, lay out my looking for teeth suit. Wait. I've suddenly realized something. Except for Dr. Long Dongle, no one else in... I'll start again. Except for Dr. Long Dongle, no one else in this castle has teeth. I'm going to have a word with him. O'Brien, lay out my having a word with him suit. Wait here. Dr. Long Dongle! Dr. Long Dongle! Dr. Long Dongle! I'm going to speak to you! Dr. Long Dongle! Long Dongle! Dr. Long Dongle!
Will you stop all that chatting? I'm trying to have a kip.
Come here, little nook.
Let go, my ear, old you. Let go or I'll call little Jim.
Call him then.
Jim? Little Jim? Little Jim? Where are you, little Jim? Little Jim?
Why doesn't he answer?
He's in Africa.
Where's Dr. Long Dongle?
I don't know, Mr. Dongler.
Speak, rapscallion.
Stop, you're pulling my ear out. Now look at you, Dan. You pulled it off. Give it to me. I only bought it for the day.
Come on, hairless little nerk. Who are you?
I'm a pure-hearted type English scout on the camping-type holiday.
Camping? Why are you camping indoors?
It's too parky outside. I'm the new indoor scout. I say, have you got any pictures of Sabrina?
You dirty little devil. I'll tell your scoutmaster.
He's the one who told us to collect them.
A naughty man. You'd better come with me. I might need you for protection. I'll use you as a club.
No, no. I'm no good at protection. I'm a rotten coward, I am. Look, here's my junior coward's badge.
Oh, you're not what I'm
it's David Whitfield.
Gad, he's improved. Gid gad good. That voice is coming from under this floor. I'll just put on my floor lifting suit. Now lift.
Don't stand there making a noise. Give me a hand, you big fat.
Is this the ghoulish movement? Dear listeners, from out of an underground dungeon came a crowd of toothless, ragged men in brown paper nightshirts.
Let me explain, short-type man. 48 of us have been kept prisoner down here after having our false teeth stolen.
But we must have our teeth back.
Leave it to me. First, let's drop this flagstone back in place.
Look, my foot. Look at you, donkey, with it. Shaped like a starting handle.
Excellent. O'Brien, lay out my leader of toothless men's suit. Right, gentlemen, follow me. We march to find the missing teeth. One, two,
on through the hail, like a pack of hungry wolves on the trail. We are out to get dead or alive. We are out to get dead or alive.
Folks, while I still got my choppers, here's my song, Be Gone.
Swing it, buddy, or
Henry! Have you put the cat out? Yes, honey, I put the cat out. Have you packed everything? Yes, I've packed up everything. Good. Now tell me just before we go on our vacation, who's got the money? You got the money. No, you got the money. No, you got the money. Well, I ain't got the money. Well, I ain't got the money. We ain't going nowhere. Who's got the suitcase? You got the suitcase. No, you got the suitcase. I ain't got the suitcase. I ain't got the suitcase. Well, I ain't got the suitcase. I ain't going nowhere. Have you got the address? No. Directions? No. Shaving cream, Brilliant Jean, Vaseline? No. Clean socks? No. Toothpaste? No. We're gonna stay right at home. Who's got the roadmap? You got the roadmap. No, you got the roadmap. No, you got the roadmap. I ain't got the roadmap. Well, I ain't got the roadmap. We ain't going nowhere. Let's go, let's go. It's getting late. Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Wait. Wait, who's got the money? You got the money. No, you got the money. No, you got the money. I ain't got the money. Well, I ain't got the money, but we ain't going nowhere. Baby, you got the baby. No, you got the baby. No, you got the baby. I ain't got the baby. Well, I ain't got the baby. We ain't going nowhere. Who turned the gas off? You turn the gas off. No, you turn the gas off. No, you turn the gas off. I ain't turn the gas off. Well, I ain't turn it off. We ain't going nowhere. Have you got the camera? No. Cigarettes? No. Band-aids, zombies, razor blades? No. Clean shirts? No. Radio? No. We're gonna stay right at home. Who's got the roadmap? You got the roadmap. You got the roadmap. You got the roadmap. I ain't got the roadmap. Well, I ain't got the roadmap. We ain't going nowhere. Ain't got the money, ain't got the suitcase, ain't got the roadmap, ain't got the baby, ain't got the address, ain't got directions. We ain't gonna go nowhere.
We return you now to part three, The Castle of Missing Teeth.
Ha 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 ha! Tight laughing.
Look,
Aren't they beautiful, Mother dear?
Oh, lovely, lovely.
Another pair of castanets for Signorita La Tigonota. That's 49 pairs I've got. One more pair, and she's promised to be mine. Oh. So much for the tatty plot. Quick, Mother, hide under the carpet.
What?
Come in.
Ah, good evening. Any possibility of contacting the police from here?
I'm afraid not.
Thank heaven, safe at last.
Oh. What brings you here at this late hour?
I'm lost, dear fellow, lost, completely lost. Me and the regiment were marching along, you know, and suddenly, quite by accident, me and the regimental funds took the wrong turning.
How rotten for the regiment.
Yes.
Don't they want you back?
Oh, yes, indeed, yes. Everywhere you'll see my notices. Wanted, Major Bloodnock.
Ah.
I should say... Look here. Why are you staring at me like that?
Your teeth. Are they false?
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, yes, yes. And what's more, they're of great sentimental value. You see, they belong to my great-grandmother.
It must be wonderful to have a family heirloom.
Yes. Do you mind if I take my kilt off? It's rather hot in here. Whoa!
What's up?
That lump in the carpet. It moved.
Yes. It's the only carpet in the world with a moving lump.
It must be quite valuable, then.
It has a great sentimental value. You see, that lump belongs to my mother.
What a lovely heirloom to leave behind. A large moving lump. People aren't as thoughtful these days, you know.
This bucket you see is also an heirloom.
Mm-hmm.
Just bend over it and look at the bottom.
I can't see anything to it. Oh, me choppers!
Oh. Got them!
Not so fast, Dr. Longdongler!
Teeth!
We want that teeth! Where are you hiding these men's teeth?
We want teeth!
Silence! Don't move, any of you, or I'll shoot!
Fool! Put down the tin of potted shrimps!
And starve to death? Never!
Long Dongler, I'm willing to bargain with you.
What's your offer?
These outsized lady bloomers at 3 and 11 3.
Fool! The ones I'm wearing only cost 2 and 9 3.
Curse, I failed! Very well, another offer. Give these men back their choppers, and we'll see you get a fair trial, shot dead, strangled, and set free.
No!
Why not?
You might be lying, and it sounds risky.
Then, Ying Tong Idlipo!
Never! Never Ying Tong Idlipo! No, gentlemen! I'll not be forestalled now! Ha ha! I'm too near my goal!
Offside, Senior!
Shut up!
Shut up, Beckles!
Shut up, Beckles!
Shut up, Beckles!
Shut up,
Beckles! Shut up!
Help, help! Who's turned up the light? Who's turned the light out?
It was me! Ha ha!
Economical devil. Trying to save electricity, eh? O'Brien?
Yeah, begorra, mate.
Put on this invisible beard, creep up on the light switch, and while you can't see you, switch it on.
Okay, begorra. Okay.
Right, men, open your eyes. The light's on.
Oh, and Dr. Longdongler. He's gone.
Don't worry. He won't get far in those cheap woolen bloomers. There's frost about. In any case, the moment he steps outside this castle, the wolves are bound to get him.
Why?
They're looking for a new goalkeeper. Ben, to catch this Dr. Longdongler won't be easy. He is very clever.
You mean?
We're going to need brains.
Well, I'll go make the tea.
Oh, great Scots and Bringe. Look there, down there. Longdongler is escaping.
Where?
There. Stick your head out of the window. Bandage?
No, thanks. O'Brien, lay out my leaving the castle suit. Ben, after him. 1, 2.
Out he goes. Like the back of a boat down the trail.
With a small stove, Lord Seagoon set off in hot pursuit in his horse-drawn motor car. The trail of missing teeth led them to the village of... And there, next to a news vendor shop in which this week's copy of the Radio Times is now on sale, they stopped.
Now, haul out now, men! Wait, it looks like he's in this cafe filth muck.
Yes, I think there's something funny going on inside.
Why?
I can hear somebody laughing.
Stop this crazy type toothless humor. And follow me in, men! What do we do now?
No, we don't want to look suspicious. So put your coats over your heads and crawl nonchalantly across the floor on your backs. And keep your Union Jacks down. Follow me. This is fooling them, eh?
Hey, you lot on the floor. Hurry up, we're waiting to dance. Oh, it makes you spit, doesn't it?
I'm sorry, madam. We were looking for escaped miniature convicts. Look, it's Long Dongler.
Oh. Presenting the cabaret. That queen of reeking Spanish dancers, Senorita Gladys La Tiganuta, my fiancée, with her 50 steaming castanet dancers.
Keep calm, men. Let's see what happens.
Look, the black's coming off the castanets.
Yes, they're white underneath. Could they be what the listeners have known all along?
It's our teeth!
Teeth!
Our teeth! Those castanets are our teeth!
Give us our teeth, buddy!
And that, folks, is how we found Long Dongler's missing teeth hoard. He disappeared from human ken. And I often wonder if he ever continued his teeth activities.
You have been listening to the Goon Show.
That was The Goon Show, a BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, Spike Milligan and Valentine Dial, with the Wellington Quartet and Max Geldray. The orchestra was conducted by Wally Stott, script by Spike Milligan, announcer Wallace Greenslade, the program produced by Peter Eaton.